Joined in the studio this morning by Nina Arbor, and she is the manager of community relations and volunteer services for really one of the most important nonprofits in the world, services, I should say, in the world at St. Joseph's Health Hospice. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
I don't have any idea, maybe you do, about how many Sonoma County residents have used hospice services over the years, but that number has got to be mighty.
Yeah. If we think about it currently, we're sitting here right now and about 170 patients right now are being served by hospice
right now
throughout the county for our hospice programs. Yes.
Wow. And Light Up a Life is, I didn't realize that commemoration had been going on for so long,
yes,
since 1985.
Yes, absolutely.
Very impressive.
I remember the very first Light Up a Life. We wanted a community gathering. We wanted a place for people to pause, to reflect, to remember, to honor, and to express gratitude. And we thought, is anybody going to arrive? And then people arrived.
Yeah.
For 32 years, they've been arriving.
32 years, and this year, you know, unfortunately, we have a few more lights to light year as a result of the wildfires. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if people understand that Light Up a Life, mm-hmm, as is true with hospice, it doesn't always signify an end of life situation.
Right. There are many people that come on to hospice service. They tend to do well because they have a team of people, physicians, nurses, social workers, spiritual care providers, hospice volunteers, hospice aides, and suddenly they perk up, if you will, and people can be discharged from hospice.
Yeah.
What we like to concentrate on, whether the outcome is death or whether it is going on to be discharged, it's a time of life to relieve suffering, to offer compassion, support at a time of life that feels really crucial to not only the patient, but the family members.
Oh, the family members, I can't imagine the kind of letters and things like that that you get from family members, but absolutely critical support,
yes,
for the families of people suffering, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So tell me about this year's Light Up a Life, because I know it takes place in a number of locations,
yes,
and it begins tonight, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We started, as I said, 32 years ago in Petaluma. So tonight we kick off with our Memorial Hospice Light Up a Life, which that program began 20 years ago. And then Friday night we'll be in Petaluma at Walnut Park, a new location. And then Saturday we'll be in the Healdsburg Plaza. And then Sunday we'll be at Star of the Valley Parish in Oakmont.
Okay, very good. And this is an opportunity for people to get together and literally, you know, light it up.
Yes.
For their loved ones or somebody that they want to commemorate, or maybe somebody, you know, who is suffering right now and, you know, needs that extra, you know, outside the home support.
Right. There are many lights being lit also in honor of people who are living. So
yes,
it's an expression of thanks and gratitude, particularly, as you said, during this time of disaster that we faced as a county together.
You know, I got a card about a week ago from somebody who said, we're going to light up a light for KSRO this year, which I thought was very, very touching.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a lot of people and entities that are, you know, certainly worthy,
absolutely,
of that kind of honor this year. I think it's going to be bigger than ever, don't you think?
I absolutely think we have all been impacted in a way that we've not been before. And so I think the need has always been during this time of the year to gather, and more so now than ever.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be, you know, each of these gatherings is going to be bigger than perhaps it's ever been before.
Yeah.
And yet another way for our community to come together, mm-hmm, for a specific cause. And, you know, God love the hospice volunteers.
Yes.
It's just amazing to me the kind of work that they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know because I've utilized hospice services before too many times, but the service and the care that's provided to our loved ones is remarkable. I also remember that there were times sitting across the table from one of the hospice staff or hospice volunteers and those conversations and how important they were to me and to my family.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the patient and the family that is the team that we care for. Our patients and our family members are our teachers. We actually, I know that we get a lot of accolades at hospice for who we are, but I want to say that the people who are doing the really hard work are the people providing the care and the love and the support for their loved ones, and the persons who are leaving this world are teaching us every moment of our lives.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And another reason to pay specific attention to those people and their process,
yes.
Because you're right. We do walk away if we've got a brain in our head, we walk away more knowledgeable and probably a little bit better of a human being too.
Yes.
So Light Up a Life begins tonight. And now, as I understand it, most people have already had to submit their person or place or thing that they would like to honor, right?
We've encouraged people to do so. We absolutely encourage donations and participation to keep coming in. So anybody from the community is welcome to attend our celebrations, our events.
Yes.
And the donations can keep coming in. Those donations actually serve to support our vast community education programs and our community grief services. We followed about 1,000 people last year, teens, adults, and children with our grief services.
And wow.
So
another facet of hospice that maybe we didn't know about until now. Nina, congratulations on the fine work that hospice does. And no doubt there will be many at the Light Up a Life celebrations beginning tonight.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here.